कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन व्रजन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रजन रंजन यमुना तीरावन जारी यमुना तीरावन जारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन व्रजन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय जय गौरानिताय गौरानिताय जय गौ జయ గౌరనిత జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద ప్రభుపద జయ ప్రభుపద జయ గురుదేవా జయ గురుదేవా జయ గురుదేవా జయ గురుదేవా నిత్య గౌర హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ నిత్య గౌర హరి బోల్ నిత్య గౌర హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ నిత్య గౌర హరి బోల్
హే ఓం విష్ణు పాద పరమశు పరిశ్రష్ట్ర త్రిశతశ్రీ ఇస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తివేంద్ర స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాదకి ఇస్కాన్ బీబీటి సంస్థవాచరేషుల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ వృందికి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 4th canto చాప్టర్ 20 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ యాస్ లార్డ్ విష్ణుస్ అపీరెన్స్ ఇన్ ద సాక్రిఫిషియల్ అరీనా ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ ప్రతు. సో విల్ బి రీడింగ్ టెక్స్ట్ 1 and 2. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ భగవాన్ అపి వైకుంఠః సాకం మగవతా మగవతా విభుః యజ్ఞైర్ యజ్ఞ పతిః తుష్టో యజ్ఞ భూక్ తం అభాషత. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ భగవానపి వైకుంఠః సాకం మహావత విభుః యజ్ఞైర్యజ్ఞాపతిస్తుష్టో యజ్ఞభుక్తం అభాషత. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ భగవానపి వైకుంఠః శాకం మగవతా విభుః యజ్ఞైర్యజ్ఞపతిస్తుష్టో యజ్ఞభుక్తం అభాషత. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ భగవానపి వైకుంఠః శాకం మగవతా విభుః యజ్ఞైర్యజ్ఞపతిస్తుష్టో యజ్ఞభుక్తం అభాషత. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ భగవానపి వైకుంఠః సాకం మగవతా విభుః యజ్ఞైర్యజ్ఞపతిస్తుష్టో యజ్ఞభుక్తం అభాషతః. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ భగవానపి వైకుంఠః సాకం భగవతా విభుః యజ్ఞైర్యజ్ఞపతిస్తుష్టో యజ్ఞభోక్తం అభాషత. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ భగవాన్ అపి వైకుంఠః సాకం మఘవతా విభుః యజ్ఞేర్యజ్ఞపతిస్తుష్టో యజ్ఞభోక్తం అభాషత. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ భగవాన్ అపి వైకుంఠః సాకం మఘవతా విభుః యజ్ఞేర్యజ్ఞపతిస్తుష్టో యజ్ఞభోక్తం అభాషత. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ. ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ మైత్రేయ కంటిన్యూడ్ టు స్పీక్. భగవాన్, ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ విష్ణు, అపి ఆల్సో వైకుంఠ, ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ వైకుంఠ, సాకం ఎలాంగ్ విత్ మఘవతా కింగ్ ఇంద్ర, విభుః ద లార్డ్, యజ్ఞహి బై ద సాక్రిఫైసెస్, యజ్ఞపతి ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్స్ యజ్ఞాస్, తుష్టః సాటిస్ఫైడ్, యజ్ఞభూక్ ద ఎంజాయర్ ఆఫ్ ద యజ్ఞ, తమ్ అంటు కింగ్ పృథు అభాషత సెడ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేంద్ర స్వామి శిల ప్రపాద్. శిల ప్రపాద్కి. ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ మైత్రేయ కంటిన్యూడ్, మై డియర్ విదురా, బీయింగ్ వెరీ మచ్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ బై ద పెర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ 99 హార్స్ సాక్రిఫైసెస్, ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు అపియర్డ్ ఆన్ ద సీన్. అకంపనీ హిమ్ వాస్ కింగ్ ఇంద్ర. లార్డ్ విష్ణు దెన్ బిగాన్ టు స్పీక్. శిశి రాధా బృందావన్ బిహారీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుకి. సో దెర్ ఇస్ నో పర్పోర్ట్ టు దిస్ వర్స్, సో విల్ రీడ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్ అండ్ రీడ్ ద పర్పోర్ట్. శ్రీ భగవాన్ వాచ ఏషతే కర్షిత్ భంగం హయమేద సదస్యః క్షమాపయత ఆత్మానం అముష్య శంతం అర్హసి. శ్రీ భగవాన్ ఉవాచ. ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు స్పోక్. ఏషః దిస్ లార్డ్ ఇంద్ర తే యువర్ అకార్షిత్ పెర్ఫార్మ్డ్ భంగం డిస్టర్బన్స్ హయ హార్స్ మేద సాక్రిఫైస్ సతస్య ఆఫ్ ద 100th హ ఇండీడ్ క్షమాపయత హూ ఇస్ ఆస్కింగ్ పార్డన్ ఆత్మానం అంటు యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ అముష్య కింగ్ హిమ్ క్షంతుం టు ఫర్గివ్ హర్గసి యు ఆర్ట్. Translation: Lord Vishnu, the supreme personality of God, had said, "My dear King Prithu, Indra, the king of heaven, has disturbed your execution of 100 sacrifices. Now he has come with me to be forgiven by you. Therefore, excuse him." Purport: In this verse, the word Atmanam is very significant. It is a custom among yogis and jnanis to address one another, or even an ordinary man, as oneself. For a transcendentalist never accepts a living being to be the body. Since the individual self is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the self and the super self are qualitatively non-different. As the next verse will explain, the body is only superficial covering, and consequently an advanced transcendentalist will not make a distinction between oneself and another. Om ajnana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya shakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Namo om vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale
ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನ್ ಇತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ವಿ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಓನ್ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್, ಐ ಸೀಕ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್, ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಟು ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಸೊ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ನೋ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, 19th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ದಟ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪೃಥು ವಾಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದಿಸ್ 100 ಅಶ್ವಮೇಧ ಯಜ್ಞ. ಸೊ ವೈ ಯು ವಾಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದಿಸ್ 100 ಅಶ್ವಮೇಧ ಯಜ್ಞ? ಫಾರ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ವೆನ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ಡ್, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೋಟಿವೇಶನ್ ಟು ಕಂಡಕ್ಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯಜ್ಞ. ಸೊ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕಂಡಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದ 99 ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸಸ್ ಸಕ್ಸಸ್ಫುಲಿ, ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಕಂಡಕ್ಟ್ ದ 100th ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸ್, ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, one who holds the title who had conducted 100 sacrifice 100 ashwamedha yagya is Indra. And then Indra feels insecure. Why? He feels that by performing this 100 ashwamedha yagya he is going to take up my position, he is competing with me. That was his, you know, speculation. The same Indra, when King Prithu Maharaja was coronated, same Indra came with gifts and he offered that, you know, the most magnificent, very magnificent, in a crown to King Prithu Maharaj. But the same Indra, right, become, you know, upset with King Prithu Prithumagraj. Why? Because he was feeling insecure, and that insecurity comes because of envy. And this is the general, you know, behavior of envious persons. As long as you don't interfere in their matter, they'll glorify you, they'll be even friends with you. The moment they feel that you are entering into their arena, moment they feel that even little bit of, you know, threat to their position, they feel insecure and then they start behaving inimically. So that's the lesson from the previous chapter. So in our dealings, so when we see that, you know, people might be acting friendly, as long as we maintain distance from them. But the moment they think that we are coming into their arena, they will behave differently. So hence one should be cautious in our dealings as well. Now, in this whole, in an episode, Prithu Maharaj, you know, he was not doing anything wrong. He was simply for the pleasure of the Lord. He was executing his devotional service. The performance of yajna is simply, he is actually doing it for the pleasure of the Lord and protection of his citizens. He is doing his duty. He is executing his devotional service. In fact, Prithu Maharaj is Shakti Avesh Avatar, empowered with Lord's Paripalana Shakti, the ability to rule the subjects. You know, he is empowered by Lord Shakti. So he is simply trying to do that. But in the process, when somebody is coming and doing disturbance in his duty, in his service, Obviously, we can see, understand who is wrong here. Who is wrong? Indra. He is acting out of envy. So, Lord Brahma comes, because we know the story, King Indra comes many times and causes disturbance. In the end, Prithu Maharaj becomes angry and he is about to kill. And the Brahmanas, stop him, don't kill him because you are part of the sacrifice. Don't get into these details. But we will, by simply chanting mantra, we will offer Indra in the sacrifice. Because Indra, by performance of this adharmic activities, he had become weak. So hence, by chanting mantras, he is going to be finished. So don't worry. So when they are about to chant the mantra, Brahma appeared. Stop this. Stop this. Because Prithu Maharaj is an empowered incarnation and King Indra also an Amsa of the Lord. And then the sacrifice is to actually please all the demigods. And all the demigods are part of King Indra's body. So this will simply cause disturbance. If you continue to, perform this sacrifice, Indra is going to keep coming again and again. Already he caused so much disturbance to the society by taking this different fake avatars, fake sannyasi, robes he came in. And then that already, caused disturbance. It's going to continue to cause disturbance. If you continue further, more disturbance will be caused. And then he explains, your purpose of appearance is not for this. Your purpose of appearance is to establish proper rule. You already performed 99 sacrifices. Now you stop. That's enough. So in this situation, anybody, what they will feel? Yeah, I am doing properly my duty. This guy is coming and disturbing it. In the end, I am asked to stop. Why you are not correcting the other person? Normal, in normal situation, we will feel that injustice have been done to Prithu Maharaj's activity. He didn't do anything wrong. He is simply doing his duty. Indra is coming and performing these disturbances. Who should be stopped? The person who is doing wrong should be stopped. It's obvious. But Brahmaji is coming and telling what? To Prithu Maharaj, you stop. 99 sacrifices is enough. Hey, this is total injustice. But Prithu Maharaj did not take it that way. Why? He was willing to follow the authority. He is willing to follow the Mahajanas. Because Brahmaji comes and tells, stop it. He didn't stop it grudgingly. He stopped. He understood. I have to follow the authorities. I am actually performing yagya on the authority of the Vedas only. And the guidance of the Brahmanas only. Now the supreme authority in this universe is Brahmaji. He is coming and telling, stop. I have to stop. He stopped. The whole purpose of performing this yagya is to please Lord Vishnu. By following the authorities, who will be pleased? Lord Vishnu. He understood the essence. So he stops. See, because of that behavior, even though Lord Vishnu is there in the yagya, right, in the form of fire, he is there. But because Prithu Maharaj followed the instruction of the superior, Lord Vishnu is very pleased. He descends from Vaikuntha. So this is for practicing devotees. When we are executing devotional service, as long as we are willing to follow the authority, the Lord is pleased. If you simply follow the authorities and execute devotional service, what will happen? Darshan of the Lord will happen. So that's the, from the first verse, we can understand, because Prithu Maharaj was willing to follow the authorities in discharging his devotional service, the Lord is pleased and Lord descended from the spiritual world to give darshan to Prithu Maharaj. Now in the process, when we are following the authorities, they say, right, the details, one of the things will come is apparent injustice we will see. when we see injustice, normally what happens? First emotion, what comes out? Anger. Anger is the first emotion when we see injustice. So in fact, we learned in the fourth canto earlier from the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj how anger should be dealt with and how it should not be dealt with. So this fourth canto is full of pastimes of great souls. How to act and how to not to act. So in the Dhruva Maharaj pastime, right, injustice is done to Dhruva Maharaj. He was simply a 5-year-old boy. He was not allowed to sit on the lap of his father, which he has the right. But he stopped. And injustice has been done. And he is running towards his mother. Right? Before Dhruva Maharaj came to his mother, already, you know, the people in the palace, the servants already told what happened. So mother Suniti knows already what happened. Normally, a mother's reaction to injustice done to the young son, small son, will be anger. Did mother Suniti feel anger? Yes, she did felt anger. Bhagavatam tells her whole body was, you know, burning. She felt like a burnt leaf. She was feeling anger, but because she was situated in mode of goodness, she did not react to the anger. The feeling of anger, the emotion of anger is normal, is one of the feelings, natural feelings of for the living entities. It is there. The emotion of, you know, anger she felt, she experienced in her body, but she did not react to that anger. She responded. Instead of reacting, she responded. Because she was situated in mode of goodness, she responded instead of reacting. She understood. What is her response? She saw that first question she asked herself is that whatever happened, whatever Surichi spoke, is there any truth in it? Yes. What she spoke is true. I am not the favorite queen of the king. She is the favorite queen of the king. That's what Surichi said. That is true. And then if you want anything to get, you should worship Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is also a true statement. What Surichi said is true only. But in the fact, in the process, my son, injustice would have been done. My son was affected. But what happened? Whatever Surichi spoke, there is truth in it. So because she was situated in mode of goodness, instead of reacting, she responded. She first asked the question, is there any truth in what she spoke? Yes, there is truth. She understood. Then she was able to pacify her son, Dhruva. What your stepmother spoke is true. I am not able to help you in this situation. So only person who can help you is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She directs him towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know the story, rest of the story of Dhruva Maharaj pastime. He goes to the forest, guided by Narada Muni. You know, he worships intensely the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord appears. And then he comes back home. You know, he becomes glorious. And then he becomes king. And then later there is one episode, how one should not respond to anger. The same pastime. His stepbrother Uttama was killed, right, by the Yakshas. And then Dhruva Maharaj becomes angry. And then he goes on, you know, on a rampage to kill not only the people who perpetrated the crime, he wanted to kill all the Yakshas. Because of the anger, he did not respond, he reacted. So this is the danger of the anger. When the anger is not managed properly, If you are not situated in sattva guna, we can't manage anger. When you are situated in rajoguna, the anger will get aggravated. And that will ultimately will lead to tamo, destruction. Anybody who is situated in sattva guna, rajoguna, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, ultimately rajo will lead to tamo only. Tamo means destruction. But because Dhruva Maharaj's great position, he was also willing to follow the authority. When he was stopped, he understood, you know, even though he is situated in, you know, in ruling, Dhruva Maharaj is a great devotee. He is perfect. But in the process of ruling, there has to be some amount of rajo has to be involved. Because of that, right, he went on a rampage, but he was willing to follow the authority. So he stopped. So these two episodes from Dhruva Maharaj, we can understand how anger should be dealt and how anger should not be dealt with. The same, you know, again, anger comes here. Actually, like Prithu Maharaj felt angry. He was about to kill. Because he is situated as a proper king, was willing to follow the authorities. Kings are always guided by the brahmanas. The kings never act independently, you know. So that's why, you know, the king always has to consult with brahmanas. Even though he has the power and authority to make decision, but the king always acts under the guidance of the brahmanas. So he acted under the guidance of the brahmanas, his anger subsided. And now here the Lord appears, because he was willing to follow the authority's instruction, Lord appears, and what Lord is telling him? He brought Indra with him, forgive him. So now, that's the kind of, until now what I spoke is kind of setting the background. So forgiveness is Lord is telling Indra to forgive, no, Prithu Maharaj to forgive Indra. So that's the kind of subject I would like to touch a little bit, forgiveness. And how forgiveness is connected to the three modes. Why one should practice forgiveness? So Srila Prabhupada, while establishing the League of Devotees, he had like enlisted for the purpose of establishing the society. In one of the purposes, he is telling. On October 20th, 1956, Srila Prabhupada described the qualities that he wished to invoke in the members of his new society, the League of Devotees. Quote, to evoke the qualities of goodness, particularly sattva guna, in every member of the league individually by the process of spiritual initiation, diksha, by establishing him in the status of a qualified Brahmin, good and intellectual man, on the basis of truthfulness, forgiveness, equality, tolerance, education, purity, knowledge, specific and general, and faith in the transcendental service of Godhead, end quote. So the second quality Prabhupada emphasized after truthfulness, satyam, here is forgiveness. So, as I said, I want to touch this topic of forgiveness. I don't practice this quality of forgiveness. I don't have that ability. I want to declare up front before speaking. I am speaking this for my own purification. If you want to know more information about the forgiveness topic, there are many, many qualified personalities who have spoken. And especially His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj had given, you know, many lectures on forgiveness, the power of forgiveness. He had spoken in Prerna festivals, he had spoken several lectures about forgiveness, Maharaj had spoken. So you can listen to all those lectures, repeatedly to imbibe the quality. I don't have this quality, I get also angry. Most of the time I'm in Rajo and Tamo. But I am trying to repeat what I heard. So one, you know, small question answer session is Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu spoke on this. So that's the point, that's what I wanted to repeat here. I'm repeating for my own purification. So please bless me so that I can follow all these things. So in this question and answer session about forgiveness, he talks about forgiveness usually comes, as I said, when somebody made something wrong. Somebody did something wrong, then only we have to forgive, right? The quality of forgiveness comes in the context of something wrong have been done. When something wrong have been done, there are three possibilities. Something wrong, unjust have been done. Somebody had hurt us. There are three possibilities. Three types of responses one can give. The first response is in mode of goodness. Forget and forgive. Move on in life. I am not here to get entangled in this. This place is a place for purification. Material world is an hospital. Hospital people come for getting cured. In the process of curing the main disease, some other problems also we might face. We should not get worried about it. Give up. Focus on why I'm here. I'm here to get cure from the disease. So I'm here to engage in devotional service. I should move on in performance of bhakti, forgive and forget. That is the first type of response. The second type of response is in mode of passion. When some injust or somebody had hurt something, if that person is situated in mode of passion, the response will be, he will increase his count. This is the third time he is doing it. He keeps counting. If somebody is in mode of passion, all the mistakes he had done in the past, he will keep a counter. On that day he did. Previously in that incident he did. When I did nothing, again he did the same thing. Like this he will keep a count. So this count, keeping the count, eventually what will happen? Will lead to retaliation. He will wait for the opportunity to take revenge. A person who is situated in the mode of passion, when some injustice has been done to him, he will keep a count and eventually he will retaliate and avenge the injustice done to him. Now, if I am not capable of retaliating that person, if that person is very powerful, what will happen? He will enter into mode of tamo. He will respond in tamo guna. What is that? He can't fight against that person. He is so powerful. Then he will start a self-pity. I am helpless. I am powerless. Injustice have been done to me. The world is full of injustice. He will start self-pity. Eventually that will lead to depression. That in mode of, you know, ignorance, he will become lethargic. He will not do anything. So this is the three type of responses. One will, you know, the three type of responses in three types of people who are situated in the three modes will exhibit. Now, so we ideally we understand as a practicing devotee, we should be situated in goodness so that we can respond properly instead of reacting. So in this mode of goodness also one should be careful. So one time somebody hurts or offends or makes a mistake, that person asks for, you know, forgiveness, we forgive, forgiven, forget, move on. If that person repeats, this is the first category is one time happens, forgive and move on, focus on our service. If that person repeats, if you have to, you know, work with that person again and again, if the pattern repeats, there is a saying, no? You fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Right? If the pattern repeats, the mistake is on us. The mistake is on us. If the pattern repeats, the mistake is on us. We should not allow this to continue. At that time, if we have the authority to correct that person, we should correct. If you are not the authority, then we should inform the stone authority. So that it does not lead to further disturbance, either to ourselves, as well as if that person is not corrected, he is going to continue the mistake with others also. More people are going to be disturbed. So one should inform the authority. So this, if that pattern repeats, right, we should not simply forgive. Forgiveness is for the past. But if we have to work with that person, trust is for the future. We can forgive that person. Forgiveness can be given. Trust has to be earned. Forgiveness can be given based on the past. But if you have to work with that person has to earn the trust. So we should not be fooled a second time. We should not allow that person to hurt us a second time. We should not give that space. If somebody gets stolen money from me, now that person, Prabhu, sorry Prabhu, I made a mistake. You ask forgiveness. We forgive that person. We forgive. That doesn't mean that with the trust that person, you know, give the entire treasury to that person to handle. We forgive that person, but we don't trust. The trust that person has to earn. So this forgiveness is our responsibility. If you have to continue to work with that person, you know, that person has to earn the trust. So then, you know, can move forward. Otherwise, you should be careful. Very vigilant. Because the pattern can repeat, it can hurt us as well as hurt the greater community. Now, if that person needs to be punished, even during that punishment, for the, an authority is giving some punishment for the correcting that person, at the time also that person can, you know, imbibe the quality of the emotion of forgiveness. I am doing this. Whatever punishment had to be given to that person to correct, I am doing this to protect others, to protect myself, and to help that person to correct. That's the mood in which, even when the punishment is handed, it should be done. Of course, that is has to be, that person has to be in the authority position to do that. In general, if we don't have that authority or relationship, we just inform the authority that this had happened. This is affecting me, affected me, and if we let continue this happen, further, you know, other disciples will be affected, we inform the authority. Now, if I am in a position to correct that person, again, we should consider five factors. I might be the authorities to correct that person or punish that person. Again, five factors needs to be considered. What are the five factors? First is, verify the judgment. One person had come and said about this person had mistakes or hurt others. So first, verify my judgment. How do you verify the judgment? His Holiness, you know, Hanumat Prashak Maharaj says, one should consult seven brahmanas. If you have to make a decision, always consult seven brahmanas. So first, I should verify my judgment, assessment of the situation. This person had done something wrong. That assessment should be first, judgment should be verified. Second, what is my motivation to correct that person? Am I trying to take advantage of the situation? I am going to push him down? Or my reason to correct that person or punish that person is well-being, keeping well-being of that person and others. I am doing it. What is the motivation to correct that person? Third, am I an expert in giving solution to this type of problem? First, verify the judgment. Second, my motivation to correct that person is correct. Third, I understood this problem happened. Am I the right person to solve this problem? Do I have expertise in solving this type of problem? I should have expertise to solve this type of problem. Third is expertise. Fourth, what is my relationship with that person? Am I the authority to correct that person? Does he have the relationship with me when I give the feedback or correct? Will he take it properly? So fourth is relationship. Fifth, time, place and circumstance. My judgment might be correct. My motivation to correct that person might be correct. I might be an expert in giving this type of solution. I might be the right person. I might have the right relationship with the person to correct that person situation. But still, if you give at the wrong place, wrong time, in a wrong circumstances, that feedback, it's going to backfire. So these five factors needs to be considered before giving feedback or correct that person. If we are in that position to correct. So this forgiveness quality, as Prabhupada mentioned in his League of Devotees, is one of the qualities he expects, you know, for devotees to, you know, develop. And this, we can understand how this forgiveness quality is connected to the three modes. Based on which we respond, we can understand which mode we are situated. And we should we also understand that if we are more situated in a mode of goodness, it is conducive for practicing our devotional service. Hence, when somebody does something wrong, that can be a litmus test to find out which mode we are in situated. Based on the three types of responses, right? We give, we can understand which mode we are in. So that's the kind of, you know, few points I wanted to talk. As I said, forgiveness and trust has to be considered together. Forgiveness is for the past, whatever happened. That can be given. Forgiveness to somebody can be given, but the trust that person has to earn. So that's what I thought. I will share something based on what I heard. Any comments, discussions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Very wonderful class. You have given X-ray vision for all of us now.
Hare Krishna.
I really appreciate the value system that you presented in the class. And I think the whole thing is underpinned on the concept of a perfect authoritative-based system. When we present these such value system, especially in the modern society, many people find it difficult to accept because they have had past with, you know. Correct. How can we present this kind of a value system to outsiders? And also, even within spiritual organizations also, we do face concerns with, sometimes there, not everybody is Lord Vishnu, but there are Shukracharyas also sometimes that come in.
Correct.
How can we protect ourselves and encourage others also in such scenarios?
Yeah, that's very good. And I'll try to answer. I'm not expert in this topic, but I'll try based on whatever I heard. So that's the reason, you know, the hierarchy exists in creation. Then one might say that hierarchy exists for this purpose, that purpose, all of them. Hierarchy exists for the purpose of giving protection. This needs to be understood. Hierarchy exists for the purpose of giving protection. Of course, when the hierarchy can be misused, exploitation can happen, all of them. For anything good, there is always, there will be some counter thing will be there. That's the nature of this material world. That's how duality works. Duality manifests because for everything good, there has to be opposite, something has to be there. But the real purpose of hierarchy exists is to give protection to the subordinates. And that is the reason why hierarchy exists even in the spiritual world. To protect the subordinates. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the supreme topmost because he can supremely protect everybody. So the purpose of hierarchy is to protect. Now based on, you know, how the material world is operating. Material world operates by three modes. So to deal with the three modes, we should be organize ourselves. Otherwise, we'll be fighting the three modes all the time. So the ability to cope up with or work with or cooperate with material nature is by organizing the society in Varnashram. Again, Varnashram means again hierarchy is there, and we have to understand the hierarchy exists for the purpose of giving protection. Now, as Prabhu asked the question, in general people are hurt, the past experience have been bad, so much of misuse happened, so people don't want to take up this value system. How do we do? That is why Prabhupada wanted. His second half of the mission was to establish Varnashram. It is not that devotees needed Varnashram. A devotee who's taken up the path of full surrender, engaged in the path of devotional service, one who follows the authorities, one who follows the Rupa Goswami's, you know, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. In out of 64 limbs of devotional service, not even one where Rupa Goswami talks about Varnashram. But then why Prabhupada wanted Varnashram? Is he deviating from Rupa Goswami? No. Prabhupada wanted ISKCON to be a model project, a prototype project for the rest of the world to follow. That is the reason he wanted to introduce Varnashram. So His Holiness in His Holiness Sivaram Maharaj Swami, in his book, he had written a book, I think series of book he is planning on Varnashram, Varnashram Compendium, Volume 1. In that, actually, in the beginning, he talks about why Prabhupada wanted Varnashram. Because he wanted the world to follow a system. In general, people will try to, when something works, people will be interested in. How do you organize the society? Not everybody is going to take up devotion, directly devotional service. And how can we help these people? These people can be helped only when they are situated in Varnashram, then they will be able to come to devotional service. And how do we do it? So by organizing our society as a model project for Varnashram, the others can follow the prototype. So that is the reason Prabhupada wanted Varnashram. So the point I am trying to connect is, how can we help others only by setting example? How can we inspire people to take up some value system? By setting example. That is the only way. We don't have the power to change anything. The only power we have is to change ourselves. By utmost what we can do, by changing ourselves, maybe we can set an example for the other person to follow. So this is the principle. Of course, you know, particular situation, you know, needs to be understood, the detail, what is what. So first, that person should be, you know, whoever we are trying to cultivate, whoever we are trying to, you know, teach this, right? We should first of all position ourselves in that situation, and then we can set an example, develop the trust and faith, help that person to see the positive side. We have to help, we can help that person see the material world. Everything has two sides. Anything positive will have always a negative. So the positive reason for the hierarchy exists because to give protection to the subordinates. That's how Krishna, you know, exhibits when he was in this world as well as in the spiritual world. That's what he does. And that's why hierarchy exists in the creation. Because in the material world, for everything positive, there can be a downside. The downside happens this way. So we should understand, if you want to move forward, you should look at the positive things. You should be cautious. At the same time, we should put the trust. I hope that kind of, at least I am touching in the periphery what you asked. Is it okay, Prabhuji? Hare Krishna. Okay.
And Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji?
It is more of an comment, like,
yes, please.
Like, very interesting background you gave, like how initially Indra, who had gifted Prithu, and how in circumstances changed, and he wanted to belittle him. And so, similar instance we see in case of Vishwamitra, King Vishwamitra, and
Vasishta, yes.
So initially they were in very good terms. And when there was a difference in interests, so of course there we see that was like a very dual nature of the material world we see.
Correct, correct. Yes. And many stories, no? Vedic, many stories, you know. They are like Drona and Draupada story also. Right? So when we keep count, Rajo will ultimately lead to Tamo. There is no stopping. Fear and the mode of passion, ultimately we can be guaranteed it will lead to Tamo. So, good point, sir. Many stories are there. Like at that time, you know, he was like Vishwamitra, he was King Kaushika. Right? At that time he was in Rajo. And he went to steal the Kamadenu and then rivalry started. So the story we know. Very good points. Many instances are there. So if we have to stop, we have to situate ourselves in mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means forgiveness. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, please forgive me. So you have so much experience dealing with patients like me. But still patient is speaking, you are tolerating. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shila Prabhupada ki.
Five points.